nous sommes ici à la dernière session. We are here for the third and last session. We have with us, I don't know if, yes, it's in the order, Diego Piasek from Electus LLC, Gonzalo Fiore from Fox International Channels, and Eduardo Ruiz from AME Networks. Now, the idea here is that to report the perception of international companies. Two of them are Argentine, the third we are adopting him. And they all work at international companies, which operate outside the country, but work with Argentina. So I would like to start with Piasek and ask him. I have the questions here. What is that you find interesting about working with Argentina?
So for us, Argentina is a very exciting country. I mean, it's a country based out of Latin America with a huge heritage from Europe and a huge conception as well of American culture, you know, from sitcoms to scripted shows. And because of that huge influence, it allows us to look at it in a different way than we may see other countries around the world where there is huge talent, there are so many different channels. And, you know, in our experience with Electus specifically, with Sofia Vergara's Luis Bolívar's company, like we, and Electus, ABC Studios being the studio, and ABC Studios International distributing Disney. We brought the format to the US, and if I'm not mistaken, it might be the very first Argentina show to cross the border from being an Argentina show, if I'm not mistaken, about 10 years ago, into coming to the United States to a network. So for us, Argentina is a very, very exciting place. It's filled with talent, and you can see that in every aspect, from advertising, copywriters, and managing companies in London, in the US, and being able to tap into that talent is, our biggest challenge.
Okay, Gonzalo is at Fox International Channels. The company has recently, it had already purchased a studio in Argentina, which was originally the Utilissima studio. Now it's called Toma Uno, and then they have also a producing studio in Colombia. So I would ask him to tell us their experience with scripted programming.
Bueno, buenos días a todos. Lo voy a hacer en español porque, bueno, la conferencia tiene que ver con Argentina. Así que, bueno, si me permítense que todos tienen traductor, por si los que no son argentinos. A ver si... levanten la mano los argentinos en la sala. 90%. Bueno. La verdad que siendo yo argentino, la experiencia en Argentina, vivo hace un año y medio en Miami, pero bueno, viví toda mi vida en Argentina y pertenecer a una compañía internacional que tiene más de la mitad de su operación en Argentina es un verdadero orgullo para el país. Que Fox haya elegido a Argentina como casi un centro de operaciones donde están casi todas las funciones panregionales, además de la división del Cono Sur, habla de todo el talento que tiene Argentina exportable al resto de la región. Hace unos años, parte de la estrategia de Fox fue seguir expandiéndose como lo sigue siendo ahora. Y bueno, había una marca súper conocida, con mucha trayectoria, parte del ADN del este país que se llama Utilissima. Y bueno, Fox adquirió la marca y la expandió al resto del mundo. Básicamente América, Estados Unidos y hasta Bulgaria hace unos años atrás. No solo la marca, sino también todos los formatos. Me quedé viendo el final de la última presentación y bueno, están hablando que Argentina es un exportador de formatos. Bueno, Utilísima es un claro ejemplo de exportador de formatos en el segmento lifestyle, en lo que llamamos do it yourself. Con respecto a todo lo que es guionado, la primera producción que hicimos de Scripted fue con el formato de Telefe, con Tiempo Final. Esto se hizo hace más de 17 años y la verdad que se eligió ese formato argentino que se hizo en Fox Telecolombia, pero con un formato argentino y varios actores argentinos también. Básicamente porque encontramos que era el formato adecuado que se adaptó a la pan regionalidad. No solo se habla, digamos, desde Fox, intentamos ser los más amplios posible para hacer productos, contenidos que sea atractivo para todos los países. Bueno, fue un formato argentino, el primer formato de Spring que hizo Fox localmente y bueno, funcionó muy, pero muy bien.
Well, speaking about this, we have a video brought by Mr. Piasek. We would like to run the video, please.
By the authority vested in me by the great state of Texas, it is my pleasure to proclaim Jason and Heather, husband and wife.
This is an example of an idea from Argentina, Mujeres Asesinas, that has been adapted and produced in the United States, which you saw the name of Sofia Vergara there. Okay, let's continue with the questions we have. Eduardo Ruiz here, and I would like to ask him, why would you choose Argentina for the production of a certain original product for Latin America?
I wrote a little short video as well that I think if we run that first, I'll give you some examples of productions
that
we've done in Argentina, and then I'll answer your question.
Okay.
Example of why we produce it based out of Argentina. We're very proud of the quality of the production work that gets done in Argentina. Miguel Brailowski, who's here, and he heads up our venture in Argentina and manages all the productions. 80% of everything you just saw in that video is produced by local Argentine production companies, whether it was produced in Mexico or Colombia. We obviously use other production houses in other countries, but about 80 to 70% of everything you saw there was produced by talent, Argentinian talent. We believe that Argentina, and we've been doing this for a long time now with our business, and we believe that Argentina has the right mix of quality of people, quality of technological know-how. You saw there a number of CGI graphics being used and so on. The talent is very rich. The conditions to do business in Argentina, even with the political or economic uncertainties that the country has had for its history, as it was discussed in the past panel, we believe that Argentina is the best production house for us, or house, because it is our home, our second home, and we just effectively it's just very efficient for us to produce and to use the model that we have of executive producer out of Argentina.
Okay, now we have seen watched the video from Mujeres Asesinas. Now I would ask Mr. Piasek, what is the strategy of his company which are the next steps he will take?
Okay, so for us, we look at Argentina very clearly. To answer your question, we look at Argentina in two different ways. On the one hand, we want to tap into that talent, into those shows that get on air from the very beginning to fairly early stages that we can bring to the US, and that has been the model for, you know, our chairman, Neven Silverman, who adopted The Office from the UK and Ugly Betty from Colombia. So being able to find those shows, those jewels that just translate and we can sell it into the US market, because we think, you know, with globalization and, you know, these cultures are getting closer and closer every day. On the other hand, is to be able to expand what we have produced in the US and other parts of the world as a studio, and start partnerships in when it comes to, you know, producing our own formats, our own IP in Argentina. With, you know, we're doing huge progress there. And then, sorry, going back to my other point of bringing things to the US, we've done also overall deals, like big deals with Venevision and some, you know, in Colombia as well. And we are adapting those shows into the US market. We have deals with NBC and the CW, so we're very, very strong when it comes to adapting shows for the US market. And we strongly believe, I had a few meetings here, and from the most indie producers to, you know, the most important channels based in Argentina, and I was just amazed by the talent, by the quality, and then when I hear the value of production, it's just impressive to me. You know, in the US market, you're looking at between $1.5 and $3 million an episode for a network show. In Argentina, that's probably an entire series. So for us, it's very, very appealing to look at Argentina in both ways, as an import and an export of great, great, great content.
Gonzalo, you spoke already about scripted entertainment. Tell us about the lifestyle programs produced by your company.
Bueno, desde el estudio Fox 1, basado en Argentina, hacemos más de 1,000 horas por año. Como dije antes, se crean más de 50 formatos, tenemos más de 50 formatos y todos los años intentamos renovar esos formatos de una forma muy, pero muy metódica. Y bueno, lo que se hace también es se trae al talento de otros países, de México, de Colombia, de Estados Unidos, viajan al estudio de Argentina y grabamos todo desde ahí. Básicamente porque para nosotros es mucho más sencillo volar a los talentos a Argentina, donde ya tenemos todos los estudios instalados y ya tenemos el know-how de todos los equipos que vienen trabajando hace años. Entonces eso facilita muchísimo. También todo lo que tiene que ver con Fox Sports desde Argentina también se produce bastante. Mucho contenido que sale desde Fox Sports en Argentina se ve más allá de Argentina. Igual eso refuerza también la idea de que no solamente estamos hablando de lifestyle, sino de sports, de scripted, y digamos, gran parte del contenido también de National Geographic también se, al igual que nuestros colegas, Eddie, digamos, también gran parte de nuestras productoras tienen base en Argentina. Para nosotros es clave Argentina hoy para América Latina y para el mercado hispano también, en donde también se producen shows en Argentina para el mercado hispano de los Estados Unidos.
Eduardo, you have told us that you select the producing houses for each of the programs. The other approach would be to have a contract or have your own studios, as the case of Fox. Would you want to explain us the criteria applied by your company concerning this issue?
Sure. Our model is a little bit different than, for example, Fox with their own studio. We don't have our own studio. A&E domestically is just launching their own studio right now, A&E Studios, in the based out of LA. But in Argentina, the way that we function is we have a team of executive producers that oversee our original productions. One of the advantages of doing business in Argentina and the history that Argentina has of production and television production is that you can go and you can select, you can identify, better said, you can identify different production houses based on their expertise. You have some houses, production houses, that do fantastic reality television, factual television. You have other ones that do better scripted television. You have other ones that produce game shows. Obviously, they all want to produce a little bit of everything. But in reality, when you analyze what's out there, different production houses, you could say, you know, these five production houses are the best in this type of production versus these other one. And because of the variety of original productions that we do, given the different brands that we manage throughout the region, we find that it helps us to be able to identify those key players that are specialized in that type of production work. And we find that, you know, the end product really comes out, you know, much better than if you go to just any production house that does not have that expertise, just because they may be, you know, 10 times the size. There's a huge difference in terms of size of companies as well in Argentina. You have production houses that are three guys, five guys that are actually out there with their cameras doing it, and they do fantastic work. You have other humongous companies, an Endemol or something like that, where they may have, you know, I don't know, 500,000 employees, and they do major production work. So you have totally, you know, from A to Z in terms of size, in terms of resources, in terms of expertise. So knowing the Argentina market really helps you when you're planning, how am I going to bring this product to life? This idea that we brainstorm and we say, okay, we want to develop this concept or this idea. It's easier for us to do it with an Argentinian company that we've identified. This is, we know that they're experts in this type of programming.
Yeah. Well, okay, marvelously, and that's the professionality of our speakers. We have some time left. So I would like to ask you your perception about the general aspects of the business. One of the things that we have already asked at the first and second session is the risk relevant to television. So, Diego, how do you manage the risk that's inherent to the production of programming?
For us, it's very important to believe what we're going to produce after. Like, we need to believe the story. And with a good story is when you're gonna start building business models around it. And then, you know, comes production, then comes distribution, co-financing. And for us, it's, you know, all these different, you know, items need to be put in a scale and just measure. And then, you know, more to your point, I think that the risk is now, you know, the international market has become a huge upside for everyone. Like, you know, producing in the United States, now we're looking at 60 networks, you know, commissioning scripted shows, big shows, and, you know, it's very important to have that very special show that you know you're going to be able to put all your passion into and sell internationally. So that's what we are. And then when it comes to real production in Argentina, more specifically for some of our formats, is partnering with the right people, knowing they're solid, knowing they have, you know, the right connections, and just go from there. Just, you know, believing in your partner and building something together.
Gonzalo.
El riesgo tiene que ver con sorprender a nuestra audiencia, más allá de los costos, de que estamos en un negocio que es, por definición, riesgoso, porque tiene que ver con tener buenas ideas, estar en el timing justo, hacerlo lo más eficientemente posible, estar bien programado, bien promocionado, que la competencia o cualquier otra plataforma, no estoy hablando solo de televisión, o que toda la o gran parte de la audiencia esté mirando otra cosa, esté mirando su celular, su laptop, su iPad o lo que sea, tiene que ver con el riesgo de que es cada vez más difícil sorprender y captar la atención a las audiencias masivas.